بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والدماء سوى الله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the half of the third juice. We have so far completed 2.5 juz of the Holy Quran. And we have only just but started the month of Ramadan. Respected elders and friends, these are ni'mat, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we should make qadr of, which we should be grateful for. Because we find many places on the face of the earth, many countries, many towns where people have been, until the last few days of Ramadan, we belong to all these various different groups, right, on WhatsApp. And the notices were coming out. We're looking for hufas to read Taraweeh in this place, in that place, in that place. Of the last that came, they said, come, they're looking for hufas in New Zealand. All expenses paid, ticket, what, all long story they were giving. Why? Because they are looking for hufas to lead the Taraweeh Salat. Allah's mercy, we have hufas in abundance. Sometimes we have here in front, then there's others that hide away there behind the pillow also. There's plenty of hufas, Allah's mercy. Others also that hide away, not also behind the pillow. So this blessing which Allah had bestowed upon us of the Holy Quran, it is something that we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And the other thing, respected elders and friends, let us try to condition ourselves, take a rest during the day or whenever you possibly can, so that you are alive during the Taraweeh Salat. Because in a few days, this blessing will also be gone, finished. The month of Ramadan will go by us, the Quran will be gone by, and then you must out, and it's lost. Come the end of the month, then we cry a little, and then it's gone, then we wait for next year again. But respected elders and friends, this is something which we need to learn, to condition ourselves to enjoy. We find two type of people, or maybe three, four, we can go into the categories. But you find a group of people that stand and listen to the Quran and they actually enjoy what they are listening to. And then you find others who drift while it's going, and then you wake up by the end of it and it's all gone. Right? Let us not fall amongst the second category. We're just in a hurry to get out of the masjid. Let us spend some time here. Because in a few days, like we mentioned, the month of Ramadan is going to be gone. From what was recited tonight, it is also in connection with what we spoke about last night. Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ. That, do you know of the incident where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam argued with somebody as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned? It was the king of a certain place. إِذْ قَالَ, when he brought Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam forward. The story is quite detailed, it is quite lengthy. We're only going to do the basic points that is mentioned. إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, رَبِّي الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ. May Allah gives life, may Allah takes life. So the king replied, قَالَ, he said, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتِ. He must have been like our president. He said, I give life and I take life also. So what happened? He called two prisoners. One who was on death row, one who was in for a small crime. He killed the one that was in for the small crime, and the one who was on death row, he told him he can go. He's free. So he told Ibrahim alayhi salam, I also give life and take life. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ. Allah brings the sun from the east every day. Come from the east. You bring it from the west. You bring it from the other side. Tomorrow morning you make the sun rise that side. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. That one who disbelieved in Allah had no answer. But remember, this is a point that we must all understand forever. If you argue as far as the deen of Allah is concerned, and you know what you're arguing about, and somebody tells you a point different and better, and then you are prepared to accept it, Allah Ta'ala will give you guidance. Right? But when you argue like this man did, when you argue like how he did, where I say what I'm saying, I don't care what you say. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not give guidance to those who oppress. Sometimes we find it's happening a lot in this day and age, where we find we discuss with somebody, and he says, no, I do this, or I think this. And we tell the person, you know, from the deen of Allah, from Quran, from hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this is what they did. And he still don't accept it. I promise you, 20 years later, you will find that man's deen in the same condition. He never went one step forward. I've seen it happening time and time again. And I've heard of it happening time and time again. Sometimes we find that Allah Ta'ala left the man like that. He didn't allow him to progress in deen. And sometimes we find that he actually went backward in deen. So respected elders and friends, your point is your point, my point is my point, and it means absolutely nothing. The only thing that means something is what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what Nabi alayhi salam done, and what Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had done. That is what is important. After that, there's nothing else really serious. أو كالذي مر على قرية. Or like the person who walked past a town. There was a king called Bukht Nasr. Bukht Nasr. Somehow you pronounce his name. And he attacked Palestine. And when his people left from Palestine, there was nothing left. No town, no people, no nothing. Everybody was laying dead in that place. Right. And this person happened to pass by. His name was Uzair. And he was coming past by the town of Palestine. And he said, وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. The condition of the town was that everything was upside down. Every house was broken, every place was broken, everybody in the town was dead. قال, he said, أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. How is Allah ever going to bring this town back to life again? Everything is dead. What's going to happen to the people? Right, today we can see how wrong he was, isn't it? The town is alive, everything is back to normal. People are loving it. But he was a pious man. He wasn't an ignorant, he wasn't an arrogant, he wasn't that. He was a pious man. It was just a thought that passed. How is it ever going to happen? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Allah took his life, Allah made him lay on the ground for 100 years. Allah gave him death for 100 years. ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. Then Allah gave him back his life again. He got up. Allah asked him, كَمْ لَبِثْ. How long did you sleep? How long were you out for? When he went down, when he collapsed, it was a morning time. When Allah gave him back his life, the sun had moved a little, but it was afternoon time. He says, قَالَ لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. I think I was laying here for a day or just a portion of a day. Allah then told him, بَلْ لَبِثْتَ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. No, we kept you there for 100 years. 100 years we kept you there. Then Allah says to him, فَانْذُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ. Look at your food and the drink that you had with you. لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. Nothing happened to it. It is mentioned in the narration, he had some olives, he had some olive oil, he had some vinegar, some things like that, that stuff that would go off. And when he looked at his food was fine. So it's like, okay, I was asleep this morning, I got up now. But then Allah says, وَانْذُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ. Look at your donkey. And when he looked at the donkey next to him, it was bones. It had become bones, there was nothing. So Allah says, وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We are going to make you a sign for mankind. Now, think about it carefully. Who knows about the sign? Besides what those who read the Quran. Besides those who read the Quran, who else knows about it? Allah says, وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We are going to make you a sign for mankind to come till Qiyamah. وَانْظُرْ إِلَى الْعِظَامِ. Now look at the bones. كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا. How we have made it. It was all apart. Now we're bringing it all together. So he's watching how his donkey's bones is coming together again. ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمَا. And Allah showed him how Allah Ta'ala puts the meat on the bones. How Allah Ta'ala puts everything in place. How Allah put the skin on and there the thing went up. La ilaha illallah. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ. When all this became apparent for him, قال, he then says, أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Verily I know that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the one who has power over everything. So respected elders and friends, those who believe in Allah, who recite the Holy Quran, they are termed by Allah as nas, as people, as human. Those who don't know, where do they fall? May Allah save us from that. Can we go on or stop? Alright, crowd is quiet. Now we do. And so Maghadin, and Adai, Fardi, Shahri Ramadan, هذه سنتي لله تعالى. Next time if you say carry on, then say so.